This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
His children and his family on their difficult time today. Your sadness is our sadness, and your loss is our loss. Allah SWT had mercy on your mother, Sheikh Abu Omar, and raise her rank among the righteous, the prophets and the martyrs.
Amen.
My brothers, our dear mother came from overseas and lived here for a short while. And it was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this was her place, her resting place. And as you know in the authentic hadith, when they were doing the janazah for a man, and some people came to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu saying, hurry up to the janazah. He said, how many people have gathered? They said about 40 or 50. He said, subhanAllah, that's enough. I heard the Prophet ﷺ say that whoever there are 40 muwahidun, people who believe in Allah, one and only monotheists, who pray the janazah on a Muslim, it is a sign that they are going to paradise. It is a sign of Jannah. And here we are all gathered for this purpose. Alhamdulillah. Brothers in Islam, a mother, as we know, has the greatest opportunity and sign of paradise. For as the Prophet ﷺ told us, he advised the man in saying, serve her feet, and that will be your paradise. Brothers in Islam, when a believing soul goes up into the heavens, just before we bury them in this time, it goes through all the heavens, it goes through all the doors of paradise, and the angels welcome it. They cheer. They say, it's like a celebration. Who is so-and-so with the best smell and the best names that they call them? The hadith is in An-Nasa'i, and it is authenticated. Said when it reaches the highest places of paradise, the seventh heaven, Allah says to them, show them their place in paradise. This is in the time just before burial. And they go to show them their place in paradise. The Prophet ﷺ says, and then the believing souls of those who have passed away before them are brought to them. This new soul, this fresh soul. The believing souls from the past, all of these, our brothers, our sisters, they come to them rushing. He said, they are more excited to meet this new soul than when you go to meet somebody coming from overseas whom you love, awaiting their company, and they begin to ask them, ماذا فعل فلان وماذا فعل فلان? Tell us about our mother, our father, our brother, our sister, our cousin. Who got married? Who had a child? Why? Because they are waiting for the day when they will come to them to celebrate with more people. It's like when you have a wedding, you want to invite all the loved ones. You don't just have five or six people, you want a lot of people. And this is how, and you want the people.